against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. You will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win.
The song "You Will Win" by Jacqueline Carr says the enemy came up against your home, but you will win. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character, your health, your insurance, your finance, your vision, your business. Beloved, you will win. This reminds me of David. We all remember David, an 11-year-old boy who used to play on his harp for King Saul. And based on the appearances of things, this little boy, we know, wasn't supposed to be fighting anybody's battle, much less taking on this gigantic enemy, this giant that nobody in the entire Israelite army could defeat. And the Bible teaches us that this huge giant named Goliath came and he had taunted the Israelites for 40 days. He taunted the army of the living God, and they ran from their opponent. But when David heard what was going on, he left his flock of sheep and he went into the battlefield. And his own brothers laughed at him, and even the king underestimated him. But David taught us a very important lesson, and that is that we can win. That we can win no matter what appears in the physical, in the flesh, that we can win no matter how little it appears that we have. We can win, but we have to realize that the battle is not ours, the battle is God's. David said, "The same God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And in 1 Samuel, it tells us that David chose these five smooth stones from the stream, and he approached Goliath, who really despised him, but David did not care. And David said, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me." You see, this is what we forget when we open up our consciousness of awareness. We forget about the absolute good, the love, the presence, and the power of a God who is never, ever defeated. We forget that God told Moses, "When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets, and then you will be rescued." We forget Isaiah said that the Lord will march out like a champion, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal, and with a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. We forget the son of Zechariah who said, "The battle is not yours, beloved. The battle is God's, and you need not fight this battle, but position yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." David had nothing but a few rocks in his hand, but he said, "It is not by your sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." Proverbs 21:31 says that the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. And in the 44th Psalm, the psalmist says, "I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you, God, give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame." In Romans 8, Paul says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" He says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors." And I open up this circle today in this realization that we are more than conquerors. And what is it that being more than a conqueror really is? Being more than a conqueror is realizing the pure power and presence of God as love. Love is that blast on a trumpet. Love is that march of a champion. The battle is not ours. The battle is love's. Position yourselves and see the salvation, the power, and the might of love. Love gives us power over our enemies. Love puts our adversaries to shame. If love is for us, who, beloved, can be against us? Love does not merely conquer, but love heals, love restores, love establishes, love gives, love strengthens, love lifts, love empowers, love enlightens, love lifts us up in the higher awareness of all that we can be. We open up our circle today with the full acknowledgement that we will win and that we are winning and that we are nothing but victory. We are nothing but triumph because we stand on the pure presence and power of the grace and the awareness and the strength and the awesome absolute good of love. Love is never defeated. Love restores every aspect of our mind, our body, and our soul when we are centered in the unlimited presence and power of all that love is. We open up our circle this morning, celebrating and uplifting and acknowledging the beloved community that Dr. King spoke of, the beloved community that continues to resonate, continues to express in, as, and through us. And in the victory of the beloved community, we are already winning. We have won. We are lifted higher than we can even begin to envision. We are lifted in the awesome presence and power and the strength of love. We open up our circle and this awareness that we are winners, that we have won, that we are victory in the presence and the power of love.
Are you hurting, broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the
thanking, thanking the Lord for love. Because love lifted me when everything else failed. Love lifted me. And I'm thanking the Lord this morning for that love. I'm thanking the Lord this morning for your love, for your strength, for your presence. I'm thanking the Lord this morning for the love of our ancestors, whose love to be free, and loving all of us, went through what they went through for us. And I'm so grateful for that. And I love you all this morning, thanking God for you in a special way. And I say this morning, let us keep on being full of love, loving each other as well as loving ourselves.
You've been going through a situation. Your back's against the wall. You've been feeling asked if you can make it. You've given it your all. But I know what you're going through, 'cause I've been there myself too. So don't you give in, 'cause you will.
Bigger than the universe. You're bigger than.
than the sun and the stars. Another day, another year. Thank you for the love today. I am so grateful. So grateful for the love of my family, my friends, my spiritual family that lifts me, that keeps me going. I'm asking for strength, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen me. Just want to say thank you. God for the victory. I thank you, God, for our victory. I thank you, God, for strength. Oh, God, I just thank you so much for your faith, God. God, I just love you and I adore you, God. Strengthen us in a special way. Oh, God, I thank you for your many, many blessings. Oh, God, you're just so good to me. You're just so good to us, God. I thank you so much for all that you're doing through each and every individual on this call. Strengthen us, God. Heal us. Bless us. Cover us. God, we just thank you for more than enough. God, we thank you for the overflow. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for the peace. God, you are so real. Oh, how I love Christ Jesus. I'm falling in love with you more and more each day, God. And I just thank you. I thank you for the sister that called in from Trinidad that I missed last Saturday, God. We are one. We are one, God. I thank you for blessing us in a special way. God, I'm so grateful. I woke up with my mother in the bed with me this morning, God. Oh, God, I just can't thank you enough for her healing, God. Continue to anoint her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. God, I just thank you for this ministry. God, I just love all that you're doing in it through Reverend Cecilia, God. Oh, God, I just thank you for the man of God that stands beside her, God. Reverend Marlon, just continue to strengthen him and lift him up in a special way, God. Oh, God, I thank you for Mother Ross. Oh, God, I just love you today, and I adore you today, God. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to us, God. Oh, God, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Even the name.
The scripture says that as the Philistine moved to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Let me say that again. As the Philistine moved in to attack him, David didn't run in the opposite direction. David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. And reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, David took that stone and he slung it and he struck the Philistine on the forehead. And the stone, it says, sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. You see, beloved, love will knock out your enemy. Love will shift your enemy's mind. Love will change your enemy's consciousness. Love will go before you to do the work that must be done. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, it is they who stumble and fall." If our enemy is the presence of others, we know that love is decimating them. Love is destroying them. Love is moving them out of the way. Love is lifting them higher into that consciousness that knows no fear, that knows no hatred, that knows no enemies until they are made brand new. The prophet John said, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Love will shine a light in. Love will shine a light as. Love will shine through, conquering and creating and condemning anything and anyone that needs to be lifted in that absolute good presence of love for a higher purpose and a higher good and a higher calling and a higher manifestation. The psalmist said, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does spirit, does love, does absolute good behold from those who walk uprightly." Love heals our hearts. Love heals our knees. Love heals our minds. Love heals our arms. Love heals our inner parts. Love heals our job situation. Love heals our need for safety and sustenance and sight and vision. Love heals our outer relationships. There is no lack in love. There is only unlimited substance. As it says in the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, the 11th through the 17th verses. The book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, the 11th through the 17th verses. "Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations, beloved, with sapphires. I will make your pinnacle of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake." Let me say that again. Whatever, however, whoever, whenever assembles against you shall fall for your sake, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from love. Their righteousness is from the unlimited power and presence of love. As the song says, beloved, you will win. It doesn't matter what comes against you. It doesn't matter if it is health. It doesn't matter if it is environment. It doesn't matter if it is work. It doesn't matter if it is opportunity. It doesn't matter if it's your vision. It doesn't matter if it's your work plan. Love will make sure that you will win. You will win. You will win until you realize that glorious victory, that you are nothing but success itself. Love is just blessing our circle today. Love is just shining a new light through each and every one of us into this 2018 that will show us each and every day we will celebrate and we will sing and we will pray and we will uplift our voices in a new understanding that we are love. And in that love, we are spirit, always expressing as us. And so it is, beloved. So let it be, let it be, let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. What a wonderful day to start. What a wonderful week to start this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus. Thank you for the
prayer.
Thank you for the word.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.